In today's gospel, for the feast of one of the many saints who are celebrated properly today, St. Stanislaus Kostka, our Lord first of all tells us to let the little children come to him. Do not prevent them from coming to him. Of course, this is a very important message in this day and age of total and grotesque murder of infants. On the other hand, it continues, the young man who approaches him calls him good. Of course, many have heard this from me. Our Lord says, "Why do you call me good? There is only one who is good, God." And of course, in the South especially, we have the very ridiculous saying, "I'm good." What does that mean? No one except God is good and Mary. And so we need to remember, and I will remind you continuously until I die, which luckily for you will not be too long, that you are not good. You are sinners, evil, evil sinners. That's why we are here in front of the altar of God, in front of the throne of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and the Eucharist, the second person of the Trinity made man. So that is a very, very important message to get through to our heads, that only God is good. Say something else. I am well, I am satisfied, I don't need anything, but don't say something which is a total and complete lie and sacrilegious blasphemy. Only God is good. Now, back to the saints. And there are three major saints for today. One of them is not even in this missal, even though it tells us to say that prayer, but it's not there. Today, the main feast we celebrate is the feast of St. Stanislaus Kostka, a young little Polish boy who decided, or was called by God, to become a Jesuit. This was back in the 1600s, more or less. And he was so heroic that he walked all the way from Poland to Rome in order to be received into the Society of Jesus, which he was. And he died very young yet, in his early 20s, and was already hailed by all who knew him as a saint. His tomb, his relics are venerated in the Basilica of St. Andrew at the Quirinal, across the street from the former papal palace, which the Masons stole from Blessed Pius IX. And then the other saint, who is in the missal, is equally very much unknown in these parts, not so in Spain. He is San Diego, or St. Didacus, of Toledo, but he was all over the place. He even was a brother and he was not a priest. So the gospel of today about little children is very appropriate. Those who are humble in the sight of God. And so he was even sent at one point to be a brother and I think an infirmarian at the magnificent church that many of us have been to in Rome, the Church of Our Lady Ara Coeli, the altar of heaven. There it was that Augustus Caesar, before the birth of Christ, had a vision that the whole world would be worshiping this coming king, and especially from this place. And once a year, the emperor went to offer sacrifices to the gods on this altar of heaven, which was baptized by the church and by God from pagan to Catholic. And it is Our Lady of the Altar of God, there, the highest point in Rome. There on the Epiphany, little children present living nativity scenes, and they offer little speeches concerning the baby Jesus. And at the end of these ceremonies, which is attended by thousands, one of the bishops of Rome, because there are like five or six of them, not just the one, bless the whole city and the world with a miraculous infant of Ara Cheli, made of olive wood from the Holy Land, and which has made many, many, many miracles throughout the ages. And last but not least, a saint that is closer to us, indeed, in a way, some of it is only 3 hours away. It is the feast of Saint Francis Xavier Cabrini. And of course, she was a young lady. Her parents died, her brother was a priest, and she wanted to do something holy for God. And she tried to restore a religious order that had gone bad, could not do it, because the members would not let her. So she left, and she said, "You can have it." And so later on, the bishop and then the pope, Pope Blessed Pius IX, and Leo XIII of happy memory, prevailed upon her to start a congregation of nuns dedicated to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And he also persuaded her to go to America to evangelize the many, many hundreds of thousands of Italian immigrants who did not even know how to write, that came over here seeking a better life, more economically, monetarily. But they did not have the faith. They were losing it. And so the Holy Father was very concerned about this, and he sent her. She agreed. And she and a group of her nuns came first to New York, then Philadelphia and Chicago and San Francisco and Los Angeles and New Orleans. And it is there that one can visit her rooms and her relics, not her body, which is in the church of the school of the Cabrini nuns in New York City on the Hudson. One can go and visit her and see her body, which is still beautiful. And so today we celebrate three very important saints of our era, because anything after 1500 is of the modern era. What will happen in the future, only God knows. And we beseech them that by the power that God has given unto them, that they may protect us, this shrine, myself, you, and all the traditional Catholics who are being so horribly persecuted by the devil and his minions today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.